After years and years of embezzlement, a criminal case, and prison time, the town's dealings with Kristen Chesnick are coming to a conclusion. Tuesday night, the town accepted the terms of a civil settlement with Chesnick. Throughout the discussion, the chain of events that led to the settlement were recounted. Trustee Charles Stewart gave a recap of the criminal investigation and the town's actions. Chesnick was never absolved of the embezzlement, but Stewart did point out several errors and missteps that the town made that let the theft go on and on for so long, starting with her hire.
Ms. Chesnick was appointed the town's finance officer, although she only had a high school education, no financial training, and a prior misdemeanor theft conviction. Her prior work experience was working as a clerk at a grocery store and tending bar. She was given no training, she was incapable of using the town's accounting software, and she was left unsupervised.
Stewart continued, saying that she stole $20 in 2005, but by the time it was noticed, she was stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. She pled guilty in court to stealing almost $400,000. Stewart says it wasn't terribly sophisticated. Chesnick simply cashed checks to herself and used the town's debit card for personal expenses. But no one was watching.
No controls were in place to prevent the theft. Review of virtually any bank statement from the town's operating account would have revealed the theft.
It was tricky to nail down exactly how much was stolen because the town was paying expenses, such as crews working on the sewer system, with envelopes of cash, without receipts. With this new civil settlement, Chesnick and the town are in agreement that Chesnick owes the town about $480,000. Paoni Waltz will be in charge of the collections. Chesnick and the town are now in agreement that she owes the town about $480,000. Paoni will also be in charge of collections.
The town's collection efforts will not end. If any credible information is provided to the town, Ms. Chesnick has, or becomes entitled to any asset of any significance, the town will exercise those remedies.
The problem is that Chesnick doesn't have $480,000. According to the town's findings, she's actually in debt with no substantial assets. They've been looking into what she has, even hiring a private investigator to find out hidden bank accounts. They didn't. Any further litigation or investigation might just run up the total that the town might not ever be able to collect. This is Trustee David Bradford.
I think we have reached the point of diminishing returns. I think we need to accept the stipulation and move on. I really do think we've done our due diligence trying to find where this money could have gone, and is there any chance that we could get it back?
The measure to accept the settlement passed unanimously. Trustee members joked that they hoped that she wins the lottery. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.